This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jesus is confronted by a lawyer of the day, a lawyer meaning a Jewish lawyer who was familiar, a teacher of the law. And when he asked Jesus this question, what's the greatest commandment? Your first thought is like mine. When I was younger, I could picture Charlton Heston as Moses in the old movie, The Ten Commandments, coming down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets, and there's 10 laws written on them. But you know, the average person doesn't realize that God gave Moses more than the Ten Commandments. He gave him 613 laws. 613. Think about that for a minute. That's what the Lord gave to Moses. And so with that in mind, the lawyer says, out of all those 613 laws, what's the greatest? And Jesus said, I'll tell you what they are: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Everything hinges on those two. Now here's the thesis of the message. If Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, said those are the two most important commandments, how do they rate in your life? What place do you put those two commandments in your life? And you know, a lot of Christian people would say, I never even think about it. It never crosses my mind. But that's what the Lord God Almighty said through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. These are the two great commandments. I want to give you a flavor for some of the laws. Where do you find those laws? You find them in the Old Testament, particularly in the book of Leviticus. Some of it's very explicit about sexual conduct, about conduct in business, family issues, getting along with your neighbors. It's all spelled out. And just to give you a taste of it, I'm going to read just a few of them from Leviticus 18, starting with verse 13, which is what I referenced with the rich young ruler, because Jesus did. Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Don't hold back the wages of a hired man overnight. Remember, we talked about that. Listen to this. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord. God doesn't want you to mess with handicapped people. To curse the deaf means you mock the deaf. You ever made some fun of somebody who's deaf? The Lord says, don't do it. Don't put a stumbling block out in front of a blind person to trip them up. Did people do that? Evidently they did. And God says, I'm going to set down a law. You don't mock the deaf and you don't try to trip up the blind. Listen to this one, verse 15. Do not pervert justice. Don't show partiality to someone because they're poor. And don't show favoritism to somebody because they're rich. Isn't that interesting? You don't tell somebody who's poor and say, well, you're poor, you can break the law. It's okay. And conversely, you don't turn around and say, well, you've got money, you don't have to follow the law. You don't show partiality, you show justice to both, is what it says. You judge your neighbor fairly. Don't go about spreading slander among your people. Don't do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Listen to this one. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Anybody here, don't raise your hand, never hated anybody in your heart? We all have. Don't seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. That's what Jesus referenced. Now listen to this one. This is unbelievable that it even has to be in the Bible. 14 of chapter 20. If a man marries both a woman and her mother, it is wicked. I'll tell you, it's more than wicked. It's crazy wicked if a man man marries a woman and then marries her mother. But it's condemned in Scripture. I had a man, honest to goodness, came out the first service. He says, my mother-in-law yells at me so much, I might as well be married to her. So I don't know what he meant by that. You can interpret it any way you want. Why am I sharing that with you? Just to give you a taste of 613 laws like that. And Jesus said, you want to know the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.